It is time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share. Maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make. Maybe you've caught me in an out-and-out lie, which wouldn't be surprising. If his lips are moving, he's lying. That's what they like to say about me and some others that you may know. At any rate, here's your opportunity to set the record straight. So give us a call. The number is 999-9876. You can send emails to me at jlatimer@kaxe.org, and you can send emails to the station at comments@kaxe.org. So whatever your choice, we're waiting to hear from you. Many of you have responded to the call of our Facebook page, which we call Season Watch, KAXEKBXE Season Watch. And if you haven't checked it out, now is a good time to do it. Lots of great photographs and some really interesting things going on there. And it's a good place if you have a mystery plant or a mystery animal. It's a great place to go to try and figure out who is making the noise, or what plant is sitting in your yard, what new plant is growing up along your driveway, wherever. And this is a great place to check it out. So take the time. You won't be disappointed. We did hear from one school this week. We're, of course, some of you regular listeners remember last spring and all through last year, we had aggregation. Thank you. My word, I'm really sleepy this morning. We had a great aggregation of schools last year, and we expect to get them back and have them eagerly reporting their observations again this year. So stay tuned. Right now we have a report from our good friends in Northfield, Minnesota. The teacher down there is Michelle Martin, and here is their first of the fall student report.
Hi, this is Toby from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. The days are definitely getting shorter, and we've had quite a chilly weekend. 2 weeks ago, we were seeing large groups of dragonflies flying over fields. But now, we are only seeing one or two. The same thing is true for monarchs. Jack saw them gathering on trees last week, but now there are only a few stragglers. Honeybees and wasps are still out, especially on the just-blooming autumn joy sedum. Leo saw a Prometheus moth, but we are in general seeing fewer moths now. We are not hearing cicadas, possibly because it's been cold, but we are still hearing crickets and tree frogs. The maples at our school are just barely starting to turn red. The wild cucumber stopped blooming last week. The milkweed has stopped growing and is just starting to turn yellow. There's a lot of goldenrod. The white oak at school are just starting to drop their acorns. The birds are busy. We have seen barn swallows eating gnats in our school field. Turkey vultures are in Leo's dead tree, but the crows haven't been. Simon and Natalie both saw sandhill cranes. The Canadian geese are flocking, and we have seen a lot of large wild turkey groups. Natalie saw two ruby-throated hummingbirds. Theo is pretty sure he saw a junco. That would be the first of the season. We will keep our eyes out open for more. We have found many toads at recess. The squirrels are busy picking up walnuts. Aubrey heard coyotes, and Madeline noticed that the hair on her aunt's horses was getting thicker. Also, Aubrey's cat has caught fewer small mammals. This has been Prairie Creek Community School. One more step along the phenology journey.
What a wonderful job. Thank you so much for that report. Lots of things in there. Boy, no cicadas calling. I think my ear is, my deafness has spread to the sound of of cicadas. I can walk outside. Maybe it's the tinnitus that I have in my ear that sounds like a cicada all the time, but I don't hear the cicadas like I used to. Crickets I do hear, and they have crickets calling down there. The maples down there are just starting to turn. I have some maples up here that are already full color. Individual trees that are absolutely red from bottom to top. Wild cucumbers. You know, I'm looking at our wild cucumber right outside the studios here, and the flowers are still in bloom. And Harvey Jader had some pictures of wild cucumber fruits, which look like a little pickle with spines on it. Think of the puffer fish that you used to see here and there when you were a kid, from the ocean. That's kind of what the cucumbers look like when they come to fruit. But here we aren't seeing that quite yet. And white oaks, you know, my white oaks didn't have a crop of acorns this year, but my red oaks put out a bountiful crop. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. I got an email from a woman who, her name is Jane, and she said that she sent me an email with a video and this call on it. And I, for the life of me, cannot identify this call. So I'm going to play it for you. And if you know what bird or animal it is that's making this noise, would you please send me an email quickly? send me an email, jlatimer@kaxe.org, and let me know what you think this might be. That's pretty much it. That's kind of the call, that clear sort of whistled tone. And if you know what that is, if you know what bird makes that sound or what animal makes that sound, clue me in. Even hearing it now, it's not ringing a bell in my head. I am not familiar with that sound, although if you identify it, I'll probably go, oh God, of course, why didn't I think of that? But if you know what that is, please send us a note. Let us know that is such and such or so and so, because I'm confused on that one, or I'm not getting the right answer. Can we hear it once more? Yeah, there it is. Let me know what you think.